This is Larry London with more of the world's biggest hits after this news update on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. President Donald Trump says Germany is a strong U.S. ally, but repeated calls for NATO members to pay their fair share. Speaking at the White House with German Chancellor Angela Merkel, Trump said the close relationship with Germany is based on what he called shared values.
The close friendship between America and Germany is built on our shared values. We cherish individual rights. We uphold the rule of law, and we seek peace among nations.
Trump also pushed back against reports that his America First policy is isolationist, saying that he is trying to reverse trade deals to better serve U.S. interests rather than pull back from the world entirely. The president also doubled down on his assertion that former President Barack Obama had the Trump Tower under surveillance before and after last year's election. Asked by a German reporter about the charge, Trump turned to German Chancellor Angela Merkel and said, "Maybe we have something in common." In 2013, former NSA contractor Edward Snowden released documents that showed the U.S. National Security Agency had tapped Merkel's cell phone. The president deflected responsibility for a statement in Thursday's White House briefing that Britain's spy agency, GCHQ, had wiretapped him at Obama's request. Trump said he was quoting a report from Fox News and reporters should ask them. Fox News anchor Shepard Smith said Friday his network knows of no evidence of any kind that the now president of the United States was surveilled at any time in any way. Congressional Intelligence Committee members have said they have no evidence of the alleged wiretap. Former President Obama called them simply false. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson defended on Friday the implementation of the Terminal High Altitude Area Defense Missile System in South Korea. Speaking in South Korea in a joint news conference, Tillerson warned China it should address the escalating threat from North Korea and should end informal sanctions it has imposed on South Korea to protest the THAAD deployment.
We believe these actions are unnecessary, and we believe they're troubling. We also believe it is not the way for a regional power to help resolve what is a serious threat to everyone. And so we would hope that China would alter its position on punishing South Korea for the THAAD system.
Chinese Premier Li Keqiang on Wednesday had called for all parties to return to talks on North Korea. Tillerson heads to China for talks on Saturday. The Secretary of State reiterated Friday that conditions must change before the U.S. would contemplate going back to the bargaining table. The International Organization for Migration says that 42 Somali refugees were killed when a helicopter gunship attacked their boat off the coast of Yemen overnight. Survivors of the attack said the refugees were traveling to Sudan to escape Yemen. The IOM said nearly 80 refugees were rescued and had been taken to the nearby city of Hodeidah. Yemen's Houthi rebels accused the Saudi-led air coalition of carrying out the attack. The coalition has heavily bombarded the key port city of Hodeidah in recent weeks, accusing the Shiite rebels of smuggling weapons there. The Saudi-led and U.S.-backed coalition began carrying out airstrikes in 2015 in hopes, of freeing the capital of Sana'a from Houthi control. Israel is denying a Syrian government claim that it shot down an Israeli jet during an overnight raid on targets in Syria. A statement from the Israeli Defense Forces said aircraft had targeted several targets in Syria and acknowledged that several anti-aircraft missiles had been fired. However, the statement said that IDF aerial defense systems intercepted one of the missiles and at no point was the safety of Israeli civilians or the IAF aircraft compromised. Israel said it was targeting a convoy of weapons intended for the Lebanese group Hezbollah. Syria said Israeli jets attacked a military target near Palmyra in what Damascus described as an act of aggression that aided Islamic State. For more on these stories, log on to our website. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.